subscribe to my A-class content right now. Yeah, and support the movement. Yeah, there's different packages and we're giving away special, special audios only to people that support the project, support Rare Talks. Yeah, so we can keep the Spotify up and running. You're done now. Bow.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, Rare Talks. Really know what it is. Like, comment, and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you hit the Spotify for the exclusive episodes on the Spotify. And I'm joined by the wildest co-host in co-host history.
YC, and we're feeling nice today, people. Let's go.
Come on, my guy.
Come on, man.
So, yeah, today, you know what? We're just chilling, illing, and all that other stuff, and billing.
You know the vibes.
Come on, man. How's your week been, my bro?
You know, I'm glad it's over, fam. One of those ones.
But you always say that. Why do you always say that?
Because honestly, bro, like I only look forward to Friday because I'm where I need to be in at the hub, fam. What do you mean?
Come
you
on,
look like that.
The best podcasting studio in London.
Check the background, though. Hear me right there, fam.
Come on, Rare Hubs,
I'm
man.
Talking.
Come on, we've made millions. And you know what? If we put up all the views together, it'd be like what?
Maybe
a couple hundred mil, bro.
You know,
couple
right.
hundred mil, bro.
Right.
Couple hundred
I
mean, mil.
I never thought about it, but you might be right. Still.
100 mils, bro. 100 mils.
That's crazy to think about, though, isn't it?
It's mad, isn't it? The hub's just bringing out stars. Like, you know, if people are here right. with us in the hit. Hub, they're stars.
It's true.
But some people ain't because they're just waste money.
No,
but
yeah,
most people are stars. Most people.
They pattern it right, fam.
Yeah, you know what
I mean?
So, yeah, this week, RYC, this week has been a crazy ass week. And you know me, I don't even go searching for this shit.
Come to
and
you.
I find this crazy stuff on the internet. So this
bear.
Week, here, I found the maddest video. A man said he's confronting his cheating wife.
Okay, well, that's not mad, is it?
It's you mad. Mean? You know why?
Go on.
Like, when you see the video, you're acting like...
Oh, video.
Like, bro, let me say something, yeah? If your wife's cheating, are you confronting her or are you just getting rid of her? He said he would have kept her if she would have told the truth.
Really?
So I'm like, this guy's a simp.
But then I just think the whole thing is like for clout then, because to say that first makes me believe that you just wanted to blow her up, yeah? But deep down, he still wants her then, isn't it? Like, he doesn't actually want to leave her then.
If
he doesn't want to leave her. If she told him, we would allow it. Well, then that's fucking dead food, fam. What's he on, boy? Just tell me you did it. I need to hear it from you. What's mad on, fam?
All right, let's watch this video. Look.
We've been together for 5 years, and I found out that she's been cheating for the last 7 months. And so now, what I want to do is I want to confront her and ask her if she's been cheating with me. I want her to be upfront with me. If she's not, marriage is over. That's it. I'm done.
I got a question for you.
Yeah?
What?
Careful.
Don't worry about it. I was just, you know. Just doing something.
Oh, like the TikTok or something?
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so where were you 4 weeks ago?
4 weeks ago when? That's like a vague question.
You know, when you went on that you said you were going to that place, that spot, that little food spot with Raven.
Oh, yeah. The White Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Raven. And then we went shopping. Why are you acting like that, though?
Okay.
I told you this.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of TikTok video this is.
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago, you were going to that spot out a couple miles out with Brianna, right?
2 weeks. Okay, so we went from 4 weeks to 3 weeks. So 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, yeah, we went to the spa. That Asian spa was telling me about that I wanted to go to. Okay. Like, it's like that 24-hour one.
That's enough.
What?
Why don't you just tell me who you're seeing?
I'm not seeing anyone. Why are you asking? That's a stupid question.
Who's Rick?
The nigga with a long one. The nigga with a long one.
YC, what are you doing? So up to this moment, yeah, what's your thoughts on what's happening?
I think she generally looks confused. Like, initially, like, she's like, what's he on? Because, like, she didn't act like she's been caught in the very beginning. But when he said Rick, fam, like, her body just started to just move loose, fam. Rick, because remember, you know, when you're cheating, you never actually think you'll get caught, yeah? And if you do, you never know when it's coming. So him addressing her, it's a genuine surprise question, isn't it? So it's like genuine because she had no idea it was coming. She's doing the makeup, whatever. But for him to say it, what do they say? You just need the confession, fam. You just need to hear it. Even though he knows, for some reason, he needs to hear it. But I don't know, man. I wouldn't want to think that he's going to take her back.
Your cousin or whatever.
It's not my cousin.
Why are you asking these questions? These are weird questions.
Because you are cheating on me, and I was trying to see if you would come forward and tell me like a natural person. Okay, so those messages in your phone where you were saying, oh, I love you. Oh, this is the best I've ever had. Oh, man, I feel sore.
Why are you going through my phone? Why would you be going through my phone, first of all, like that? Like,
don't change the subject matter. Don't change the subject matter. What are you trying to do?
You acting insecure.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? Gaslighting, boy.
Gaslighting. Gaslighting.
Classic gaslighting,
classic,
boy.
Classic for women do. So, you know, oh, why are you going through my phone? Like, that's the biggest issue.
Forget all that.
Did you hear what she... Bro, do you know how I could never read out a message to my missus saying, I'm sore? Even if I saw a message because what that's... I'm sore means that he didn't...
He battered her.
Missus, bro.
Yeah, he ruined it.
Why, see, I've got a heart, you know, and I'm telling you, my heart can't handle certain
shattered
things.
Shattered pieces.
My heart can't handle that. I don't have... What would happen there is I would turn homicidal.
Yeah. It's like, someone's got to die, innit?
Because it's not the fact that she's done it, it's the fact that I'm seeing these messages. It's like, is there two things I'm going to do? If I found a missus cheating, there's two things I'm going to do. I'm going to leave her. Like, without a blink of a moment. She's not going to know. I'm just going to cut.
Okay.
Your number's blocked. Or it's like, I couldn't confront you and say, it's sore.
I couldn't
look my woman in the eyes and say, oh.
Raging, boy.
Love you. I don't really care.
I don't care about that.
No, I tell people I love, I don't even care about.
True.
But you see, I'm sore. That means he tumped you out. Do you know I could never... ever sleep with a woman again, you know that? Because all I'm thinking is, every time I'm in there, I could never satisfy you.
Yeah, but I'm going to assume that he was... Yeah, but he was obviously sleeping with her before he found out, after the other guy was... Or like, however long she'd been slapping him, he was obviously sleeping with her like at the same time, so he didn't know, so... Boy, he might have thought he was making that sore, boy. That's fucked up, fam. You know what I mean? That's cold, isn't it?
But the other thing here now is, I feel like the man's a little bit feminine on the basis that it's like he wants her to give him an explanation of why she's been bunning him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
there's no explanation of bun, blood. No. Bun a bun.
Wife as
a
well.
A bun a gal. Mm-hmm. You can't make sense of bun a gal. A gal that's going out there to bun a man is no making sense of it. It's something to do with her childhood trauma. You can't fix it. No. Leave her. Because a lot of us men, what we do is when we see vulnerable women or in vulnerable situations or when they're acting or playing vulnerable in certain situations, we feel the need to, even though she's done that, listen to the psychological trauma of how she'll manipulate man. Mm. Even though she's done that, now it's about her history and everything she's been through and the trauma, and I was raped at 13, and you know, my mum left me, my dad was never there for me, like my ex used to punch me in the face.
It's all coming out now.
But now that's what you're gonna push this cheating to. I don't wanna know.
I don't care.
Go and get your therapy, go get your help.
Yeah.
If we got children, I'll take my children on this day.
Go on.
Like my mum could communicate. We don't need to really talk.
Mm-hmm.
And done.
Mm-hmm.
What he's doing now is like, oh, I wanted you to tell me and I would have like, and then we could have made up. Like, to me, that's like, she, even in her mind, she's thinking, right, but I cheated on you like 5 years for 7 months. he's known that his woman, or for 7 months he saw. Because that's only what he saw.
True.
Could have been going on from the beginning of the relationship and you wouldn't even have known. Because a lot of girls still have their side men.
That's unfortunate.
Because a girl said to me, she was single for a long period of time. And then her friend said, oh, but she's been linking.
Oh, yeah, it's normal.
The weed man. I'm like, huh? Who? What weed man?
The longer a girl is single, the more side niggas that she has, innit? Or that she's had. That's normal, fam. Because women got needs, innit? And you can't convince me she'd be banging the vibrator for 2 years, cuz.
Never.
Come on, man. And that's still not even celibate anyway, if you claim it like that, innit?
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
There's no reason to do that.
Well, listen.
When you go through people's stuff, you find out stuff that you don't want to see.
Oh, so now you're going to blame me for this then?
I'm just saying, you didn't need to go through my phone. Like, why are you going through my phone? And why are you... Stop recording.
I don't have to stop recording.
Oh my gosh, you acted extra. Always been insecure.
You know what? We're done.
Done what?
Like, this marriage is over.
What are you talking about?
This is for my lawyers.
Why are you... Really?
Yeah, just...
You gotta be petty like that. Why are you recording?
So you're gonna gaslight me because you want to sip on the marriage. Five years in this marriage, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you wanna go fucking cheat.
I mean, you're always working all the time anyway, so.
Oh, so it's my.
That's quite typical though. Like when you're home too much, she gets bored of you, and when you're away too much, she's fucking the pizza boy or something, boy. Because someone's got to fill that void, fam. No, yeah, she's real shit.
So did you hear what she said, YC? She said you're always at work,
providing for your dumb ass.
Imagine, yeah, you're out, yeah.
Slaving.
No, but I'm saying you're doing a job that you don't even like.
Uncomfortable at work.
You hate the manager, you hate the people them, but you're there because you say, I got to take care of my wife at home. And she's at home getting spun around like a merry-go-round. Mm-hmm. Man's roller-coastering your girlfriend all over the yard, taking her to Saint-Tropez, taking her to little places and hotels, digging her guts out, making her pump. You know, to beat a girl's pump and make it sore. You know, you have to really put in work. Why is he? That's not normal sex, you know. Mashing out the nanny to the point where it's sore. That means he didn't just beat your girl. Your woman is not your woman anymore. He's took her soul.
Yeah, no, he's got it. And that's why it hurts a man so much, because the man who gets the opportunity to fuck a next man's gal is going to go all out, fam. 10 Red Bulls. He's Hulk, fam. Because that opportunity, yeah, it's almost like I've got to deliver, because I'm lucky enough to even smash her because she's a bad B, whatever. But and she's got a man, so I'm going to go there, dig her to make. And now, when the beat is so good, it's going to make the woman question, should she even be with brother? You know what I mean? Just for the beat, you know. I'm more time. You have to remember, fam. Yeah, there's an ugly nigga out there right now, whose pipe game's a 10. Yeah, that can take your misses away from you, fam. And that's what man's got to be fearful of, fam. It's not the guy with the money. It's not the guy with the clothes. It's not the guy with the whips. It's the ugly nigga that can slap, fam. That nigga is dangerous, fam. The one who ain't got nothing to lose. He don't really get much attention. That nigga has been working on his craft for years. He's been working up, like, perfecting his stroke game so efficiently, yeah, that if that nigga gets hold of your missus, fam, he's gonna do stuff where it's like, it's almost forbidden, cuz. Like, man's gonna do wild things, and she's gonna have her head spun, yeah. And them men are dangerous, fam. So cheating is deep for men, innit? Because it's like, you have to picture another man dominating your woman, yeah, in ways you did, yeah. So you can never ever look at her with the same lens, fam, because you're thinking what I did, someone else did. But you want to come lay next to me and say, start rapping with me like it was just, I can't, fam. Because now you're thinking, who was he, where he looked like, where he from, like, not to beef him, but it's like you as a man, you try to picture what another man did, yeah. So when you get his visual, how he looks, then it's worse. And then it's always a buff, swole nigga, go gym all the time. Probably younger than you, got like better health, and just like in every way, just looks more superior. Fam. That would burn him as so, fam.
Oh lord!
And him, he looks like a fucking square, fam.
Listen. So it's my fault.
I wasn't cheating.
Oh, so you just slipped and fell onto his dick, then, huh?
I didn't fall onto anything. What are you talking about? There's nothing that you saw. And like I said, you shouldn't be going through people's phone. Like, that's my privacy.
You know what?
That's my privacy. You pay for
get out.
See, you know what?
And look at you. Where's the ring? Where's the $500?
We're in the house. Who wears a ring in the house?
Where's the $5,000 ring? Where's the
six? Like, stop.
You know what?
That nigga sound feminine, man. He sound feminine.
Where's
fam.
The ring?
Yeah, he's like.
Where's the ring?
He sound like.
Babes, you cheated on me.
She married him.
Where's your ring?
You know what I mean?
The 6,000 pound ring.
I would have draped her by her head across the living room, fam. Been like, where's? I want the ring to go pawn shop and get my money back, cause I don't even want the whole. You know what I mean? And the whole taking off the ring thing is, fam. There are girls who go on nights out who are married, who take off the ring before the night out, yeah, and leave it in a bag. And if an ugly nigga try holler at them, then they put the ring back on, fam. These girls are moving reckless, man.
I'm not gonna lie, yeah. That whole video like made me realize that as a man, the only thing you're meant to do when you find out your girl's cheated on you to do is leave.
I don't need the explanation of what you've done.
I don't need to know why you've done it. I don't need to. You need to overexplain it to me. I don't need to read out messages and tell you what I know. All you need to know is that this relationship is officially done.
Yeah.
And I feel like one of the best ways you can do that, yeah, and I'm just going to keep it real, yeah, and this is how to break a woman's heart back, yeah, it's called you have the best sex ever with her. Like, you go all out.
Right,
you,
okay.
You make the night sick for her, you have sex with her, and you just leave.
Like, the next morning, like, just like...
You're a hoe.
I note on a fucking suitcase or bags or by the door, and there's a note thinking, what, he knew? Yeah, and I fucked you one last time and I bust on your face. Yeah, to let her know. Like, don't ever feel like you can do that to me without getting... Because I feel like that's... Leaving a girl after fucking her, amazing, yeah, is way better than revenge sex with another person.
100%.
It's way better, isn't it?
Because she's gonna be like, oh shit, he really spun me out.
Yeah.
To just leave me to like this. Now she can go fuck the other guy. Good.
Who cares?
Enjoy. I hope he enjoys it because I've already smashed it out and had my fun with you. Mm. Now you could go back to him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Or you make her catch you in the act. So you do.
Yeah, you could. That's a bit.
I'm a wild guy. You have to go wild. So what you do is you smash out the other thing in the yard where you lot are at, and make her catch you in the yard
on
smashing.
Purpose.
Yeah,
you could do, but yeah.
So she's hearing the girl go, and then you're in there.
Yeah, but
when she catches you, like,
yeah,
1-1, bitch.
but then what if like she's off her head, yeah, and had a shit day, and then runs in the kitchen, pulls out a shepherd's firm, and chases you both around the yard because it gets her messy.
What kind of girls do you know, bro?
I'm just saying it's possible, bro. I smash girls' windows and tinker because I'm bad disgusting. I'm not gonna lie, fam.
This nigga head is wild.
I man black out and just see red like Tony Montana because man was Scarface and I just went nuts. And it's just, and that's how I know that men are invested for real, innit? When man love a girl, yeah, it's above and beyond normal feelings, bro. Man will get tight if a man look at your girl too long. And that might be just a bro who just might know her from somewhere, but you're thinking, brother, you're like praying my girl a bit too much, you know? Like, every time you step out with your missus, man's ready to die and fall in his sword. You don't even know why, fam. Like, you understand? But that's why it's scary to be in love for a man, because your heart's on your sleeve, bro. And that's a vulnerable man, do you know what I mean? And that's the power of women, man. Women ain't even got to do much, man. They just got to be feminine, fam.
Did we speak about Benjamin Mendy last week?
Yeah.
But it wasn't recorded properly.
No.
Yeah, big up Benjamin Mendy and all the innocent men.
All my real niggas,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, free all the man them that's in jail for crimes that they did not commit.
False allegations.
Yeah, and really? They're out now, you know what I'm saying? Because women be making false allegations on men's names. And men wouldn't be able to defend themselves because they don't even get the platforms or the places because social media and other places have already destroyed their names. So big up to and free up all the man them.
Shout out to Mendy for him.
Also, do you know what I find really like sad in this day and age nowadays, like with women, yeah, is that the women that do all this weird stuff here. Yeah, how come, like, they're not named and shamed? Like, you see how, like, we know Benjamin Mendy, yeah? I should have been saying his name as a football player, not saying his name as somebody who's... you know what I'm saying? What's the women's names that make false allegations?
Like, you never hear about it because, like, the news... They're not interested in that story or covering their name. Like, they never get outed. No one knows why. It's almost like they're paid to protect these women who make the story because I don't know how she looks, where she's from, how old she is. I don't know anything.
But she could be... But the danger of that now, what I see, is that if she's known to do that to a man,
right,
then why wouldn't you do that to another man? So wouldn't it be safe to protect the community for women like that, so that we all can identify women that make false allegations? Like, there was a girl on TikTok called, I ain't gonna say her name, but there was some girl on TikTok here, and she was going around saying this big producer raped her and whatever, yeah? And it kind of ruined his career. He kind of like slipped off into the dark, stopped making beats for people. He just like, then he done a whole lawsuit, proved that it was all lies and everything. But he said that he felt like his name and his image and everything was damaged for eternity. And he kind of slided off social media because of that. Because he's like, raw, like, I didn't know social media so evil and stuff like that. Because they were pushing the story on Shade Barra and all these weird stuff.
Okay, like that.
Yeah, so what do you think that blog pages play a part in destroying men's lives?
They do, but remember, you know, like, blog pages, a blog page is solely beneficial from the, like, the controversy and clout that they post. So that I don't generally believe they have a personal vendetta against man or woman. It's just what can make our page blow up, innit? Because literally, they're just reporting news. Of course, you might think, you know what, we're not going to push that kind of story because it's kind of bad for men. But some pages are solely just a money machine. Like, there's no thought, there's no emotion behind their posts. It's like any news that comes out tomorrow, so-and-so got raped or whatever, it's just news to them. It's not personal. So I think some media platforms, if you have a personal relation with the owners or the people running it, they won't post it. But some media outlets don't give a shit, fam. It's just, what's the latest gossip? Because people are always hot on what's next, fam. It don't matter what it is. Do you know what I mean? And of course, the news is going to ruin, man. And do you know what? But what I've realised over the years, yeah, is that even when an allegation is faced against you, yeah, it's too easy to shy away. If anything, you should go harder, fam. Or at least keep working. But it's almost like when you go in a dark cave, yeah, it's like, I knew he was guilty. Look at him. You know, he's running away. Like, look at it that way. So, like, an innocent man should keep working because he knows he ain't done nothing. And then, you know what I mean? If the Most High protects him and people know the truth, he's going to come out and he's going to get away with it. He's going to come clean anyway. But I feel like people are waiting on you to, like, oh, resign. Yeah, it's true. You know what I mean? And you get so overwhelmed, you do it. But I think if you keep working, you'd be like, rah, like, this guy either didn't do it or he don't care. But people are going to dissociate themselves from you because of your bad image at that time, whether it's true or not, because a lot of people are scared to have the association with someone who's got a bad name, even if it ain't true, because they think, oh, I might fuck up our brand. So you know how, like, Kanye got dropped because of the controversy. It's normal, innit, whether he did it or not, because, like, when you get so big, yeah, your name has got a lot of pull in it, it's got a lot of reach. So I understand the business aspect, but even when you do get proved guilty, some of these companies don't even want you again, even though it's fake. So that's why it's damaging, because it tarnishes man's name forever. Like you said, it's like that stain never goes, because even when you get proved innocent, there's always going to be some people like, I bet he did it though. Or like, my guy paid someone off. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean, fam? Yeah. Like, you're never really free, fam. So yeah, I think like, these women definitely need to come to the forefront, and we need to see the faces of these women who make false allegations, so it can protect future men from knowing who she is, where she might be from, and ruin her life. Because women don't go to prison for false allegations.
No, they never do.
Don't go to prison. There's no fine, slap on the wrist. There's nothing, you know.
And that's dangerous, though, because, like, as a man, like, you don't even know if you're safe or not.
Exactly.
On these cruel streets. Exactly. You never know when it's your time, bro. Exactly. As an innocent man, you could just be living a normal life with your children, slap a ting out, diss her, and she comes on the internet and saying that you've done a madness. Now, being someone who has status and being someone who has some notoriety around your name, people are automatically going to want to believe bad stuff about you on the basis that they don't love themselves, majority of people. But I understand what you're saying with the blog pages. It's not personal. It's more business.
It was business.
But then, do you think that just that in itself here, just being about business, but just reporting on everything here, do you think that's harmful to a certain extent to the mind? Because you're putting out a lot of stuff here and like, oh, he done this, he done it. And you're putting up every single thing that happens. So if his ex posts that and you're going to put up, look at the tweet that she wrote, look at this, look at that. So it's like you're following the drama and it could all be bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? But you're igniting it and infusing it more.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I feel like everybody has to be held accountable in certain things. You can't just say it's just the woman. It's everybody else that... I think, of course. Who's suing? I think someone's suing the Telegraph or the Daily Mail or one of them. I think right. Benjamin Mendy, I think she's suing one of them. But I think he has more... It's good that he sues them because the way they put out the articles and they made it and ex-rapist or like, you know, like... The way they're talking about Andrew Tate, yeah? They'll be like, oh, sex trafficker Andrew Tate.
Rather than sex trafficker.
Alleged. How did he become a sex trafficker?
Mm-hmm.
Narcissist. Hate of women. They'll label you with titles that are not befitting to you because they want to damage your image. And the best way to damage a man's image is to damage his credibility on his sexual endowments with women. Because now it makes you look like somebody who can't control himself mm-hmm. and someone who has uncontrollable desires.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look here and how to destroy a man, the first thing they say is spread rumors with people around him and try to destroy and manipulate him and isolate him. That's how you destroy a man. It's in the book, How to Destroy a Man. A lot of people don't even know there's actually a manual that women have made of how to destroy powerful men.
But that's why, I guess that's why men are so funny about the company like that they keep. But sometimes, if a story gets pushed enough, some women can manipulate men to turn against you, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and you're thinking, but and like these men don't even know him from nowhere, but it's like, raw. Like, even bro turned on me. But he might have not even been with it like that, but just, I don't know, man. Like women can be devilish, bro. And I said, there's no... I think, and that whole no accountability thing, I think it's within all women. Now, all women might not do it, and all women might not have exercised it, yeah? But when you just have this automatic victim mode mentality, yeah? It's like it's always active anyway. So the more feminine and pretty she looks, is like the more support she'll get. Just from her image, she looks nice. She can't be lying. You know what I mean? As opposed to, I guarantee you, if a thing was fat, off wicked, ugly, someone would be like, why would even bother with that? So it's like, even how they look helps them. A woman who's attractive will get away with murder, fam. You understand? And it's funny, years ago, I remember my boy saying to me, the more famous you are, yeah, the more you can get away with, yeah, or the more money. Because you know that hush money. So a lot of people pay people off. Not because they're guilty. It's like to make it go away. It's fucked. It's like lawyers would advise you, just pay them off because it's not worth running through the courts. You know what I mean? It ain't worth going through all of that, fam. And you're thinking, damn, but a lot of men ain't got money like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Suffering, man.
A lot of people who go to jail, yeah, and don't post bail is because they're broke. They're innocent. They're actually innocent. But you're thinking, damn.
Prove it until the day comes.
So it shows you the whole system, it is based off money, though, and business. Do you understand? It's not even about personal feelings. So imagine this is America now, yeah? You're in jail and your bail was £1,000, but you had no money from nowhere.
You're in jail, bro.
You understand?
You ain't got no bond money, bro.
You got no bond. So you're innocent or whatever, but you can't get out. And that's why, you know, the system's just about money. The system isn't designed for men to win, whether it's in courts or kids, in any custody, in any situation. Even, what do they say? Even Chris Rock, in one of his stand-ups, he goes, before he went to joint custody to see his kids, he goes, the judge was asking him bare questions. He said, the judge knew I was a millionaire and still asked me, would the kids have a place to stay? He's like, do you know who I am? Like, he couldn't believe it. He's like, do you know who I am? And he goes, I'm Chris Rock, I earn this much. And the judge said, okay, so even though you got millions of pounds and big houses and a mansion, the judge says to him, do you have food in your fridge? I swear, he couldn't, bro. You wouldn't believe the questions asked him. He's a millionaire. Will there be food in the fridge when the kid comes? He goes, even though I was a millionaire, I still couldn't get custody of my kids. Like, I had to battle it. I'm like, bro, if a judge looks me in the face and says, will there be food in your fridge in your mansion? I'm thinking, like, you're taking the piss in it. I don't know who designed this system. I don't know who put it in place. And I don't know why it is the way it is. But it can't have been a man. It can't have been a man. Why would a man want to destroy a man? Like, why do women have so much rights and so much like leverage over men?
Because women have had a history of being oppressed according to history.
Right.
According to history, women have always been abused and always been a weaker part.
Right.
You see, you have to understand there's agendas. You see, give women all the power and emasculate men. That's what they're trying to do. Andrew Tate was one of the biggest influences to young men. He was telling me to go gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, get money.
Yeah.
And
just fuck women.
and if women are not being right, then you treat them exactly how they're meant to be treated. I don't understand where that's wrong. Instead of saying, yeah, go fall in love with a girl, let her cheat on you and take the piss out of you and take it. Don't make money, get fat.
Mm-hmm. Stay at home, be a bum.
And be a bum.
Yeah.
I don't have ambitions. Don't buy a Bugatti. don't buy a Bugatti.
He was like he literally broke the internet.
Of course
No, he actually broke it. And a lot of women who hated him was like, you know what? After listening to for about 6 months, he kind of makes sense still.
100.
Because the more you listen to Red Pill or Alpha Males, yeah, some women will realise, yeah, that we're not actually saying these things because we hate women. We're educating men on how to be aware of female nature, bro. That's a massive difference. Someone creating awareness is different to just hating. But I think when a woman has anything negative about themselves, they think is an attack on women. Like anything negative. But like I said before, but remember we said before, bro, like women have been skating for years. Like women have been getting away with murder for years. And every man now men have got a platform, now men can rise up and now men can speak. Women are losing their mind. They've been exposed. Women can't hide behind their phones anymore. Us man like us are putting man on free game. Man are leveling up thanks to us, cuz. Do you know what I mean? And I want to see all my young niggas win, man. I don't want nobody to go through what I've been through with women, especially young G's out there, fam. I'd be a fool to tell a young man in this current society, fall in love, give a woman everything you want. I'd feel bad saying that to knowing what women can do to him. Because some men are really nice guys, you know.
No, but like I said, and I say this again, yeah. Nice guys always end last.
Always. Without fail.
And you know what that is? That's to do with women are so temperamental beings that they love a man that has a backbone. But a man that has a backbone is a man's not going to take no shit. And as much as you think that women will dislike you and you'll lose a lot of people, no. You know what I've realized?
No.
If you start exercising boundaries to women, it will seem as if you have less women. But it's not you have less women. You have less women that will take the piss out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries is important for men. Men don't have no boundaries.
Yeah.
That's why your ex, like man will let their ex go and smoke other people like for 2 months. Like, think, oh, where have you been for 2 months? She'll call him and be like, oh, hi, how are you? And you'll be like, oh, what? And she'll be like, oh, I really want to see you. And you'll be like, oh, my God, when do you want to see me?
Yeah, yeah.
He has no boundaries.
Yeah.
There's no boundaries. Like, where have you been? Where have you actually been? Forgive my French and my language.
Actually, where have you been?
Where have you been?
Oh, at home working on me.
Okay, no problem. Keep working on you and I'll see you in about 3-4 years.
Yeah, for real, fuck all that. Because we all know girls always circle back when the shit with the nigga they was hollering that didn't pop off.
Come on, man.
That's the only reason why they came back. Ain't no woman out there who moved on, who's generally happy, gonna circle back and holler at you. You wouldn't do it.
Would you do it?
No,
Why
the hell would I? I'm happy now. Allegedly.
I'm happy.
Right.
In my situation.
Yeah.
So why would I want to go back into a situation where is, number one, once a woman can leave you and think that she can come back, she generally think, it's like a dog. If you let a dog keep pissing on the floor and not tell them, they'll keep pissing on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the day that you get up and tell the dog, what are you doing? And the dog knows, I'm going to stop doing that.
Best of doing that.
You know what I'm saying? But you not enforcing boundaries with women is the reason why your ultimate weakness will be actually women.
Yeah.
And I've seen in life here, once you start like exercising boundaries in general, you'll lose a lot of people.
Yeah, but to women, that is actually, like women get turned on by a man with a strong, firm voice saying, no, fuck that. Get out of it. I don't tolerate it. Because I think a lot of men think, if I be stern and tell her these are my boundaries, I'm going to lose her. But what you're really doing is gaining her respect for you.
Facts.
But man don't think that. Because if you think, oh, fuck, if I'm being hard on her, she's going to leave me. If she does, it be for a few days and she'll come running back. Because women deep down want a man to put her in her place and lead her and let her know where I'm going. But I feel like women always test men. See, how far can I push this nigga before he pushed me back? Because women don't like to make decisions and be in control. Like, women will be like, you know what, it's okay to tell me yes or no, but it's weird because that dynamic is sort of illogical, because when you do take control and be the leading, demanding guy that she wanted, she'll say, you can't control me and stop telling me what to do. It's a constant mindfuck with women. It's like, you either want me to lead you and shut the fuck up, or you want me to be the soft guy and let you run with it. But if you let a woman walk all over you, She'll have male friends. She'll go out when she wants. She'll party. She'll twerk. She'll post on Instagram. And you can't say nothing. If you let a girl know from the moment we start talking, you're not wearing that around me, you got to come correct and you're not partying, you're either going to accept it or you don't, bro. But there is no, like, there is no maybes. This is the way it's going to be. Why do women not understand, yeah, that if you went to a workplace and you wanted a job and your employer said to you, you have to wear a uniform, these are the hours you're going to work, and if you want to and if you want to come here, you got to like tuck your skirt in. If you don't do it, you're not working here. There's no one to complain to at that moment. You're broke. Yeah, you're here because you need money. This is how our company and image is. If you don't follow the image of our company, you're not getting a job.
Facts.
So why is it so hard to comprehend with man? If you don't move right, you're not with me. Go find an ex man, he's going to let you move like
no,
that.
No, but the problem is that women are using other men like that. That's why they feel when they meet you and you've got enforced boundaries, they feel like, what?
You're right. I can't believe it. Yeah. They can't believe you got
boundaries. All right, let me give you an example how women like guys that don't treat them right, yeah? There'll be 10 men in a room with a girl. One man will be lighting her cigarette. The other one will be telling her how beautiful it is. The other one will be rubbing her foot. The other one will be rubbing her back. A guy comes in the room, sees the 10 guys, spots them all, sees the girl, hi, and turns his back to her. I promise you, she'll turn around and say to that guy, what the hell?
Who was that? Yeah.
Why doesn't he look at me?
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, and chase his validation. Until she
so
gets it.
You have to understand, when you get with a woman, the whole point is not to change who you are and become accommodating to her.
No.
That's how you lose your mysteriousness. And you know, we say stuff like this, and we'll post it, and people will think that we're crazy.
No.
Like, we're not dropping free game for the younger generation.
No, it's backwards. Women like mysterious. Women like to figure man out and say, and try to pick your brain. But a man who's actively busy, got a purpose and doing stuff, they end up saying stuff like, rah, do you even have time for me? Because they're like, normally man just jump at.
And you're not meant to have time.
You're not.
Because guess what? You're meant to be focused on your purpose.
This is it.
Because once you come off that purpose, guess what happens? Guess how she looks at you now?
Yeah.
Unattractive.
Worthless.
Unattractive.
He's always around, bummy nigga, like, always calling me. No, fam, like, go missing for 3 days. Where is this nigga? Like, it's fucked, fam. I swear to God, women get turned on when men have just got so much going on. So women should appreciate the fact that you're giving them your time, because time don't come easy with you. I've got too much stuff to do. I'm here, I'm there, I'm interviewing, I'm traveling, I got work. So if I give you my time, you better fucking respect it. But any woman that feels like she could just pull up and come around whenever, you got no value, fam. Even if you're not doing nothing, you should say I'm busy, just to create some sort of I can't do that today. You know what I'm saying? But fam, a nigga who's always available is got no source, fam. If a woman can call you any time of the day and you pick up right away, you're done. You're washed. A woman should be like, you know what? I tried to call you earlier, I couldn't get at you, so let me know when you're free. You've got to build this, fam. And it might seem exhausting to some people, I understand that, But once a woman feels like you ain't got nothing more going on to you, she's on to the next nigga. And finding him out, the toxic guy who you was in the beginning, she's now gone to find that. And this is why we get a lot of women are backwards. Being with a woman is a lifelong mission and dedication to being a fuck nigga, fam. You have to. you can never get too comfortable.
Brother, what is... Nah, you weren't mad. You weren't...
No, I'm not.
He went one... You see, why is he always has to go one step too far?
No, but...
Why do you have to go one step too far?
Never be too comfortable with women.
I would say never be too comfortable in a relationship. And I mean that on the woman's side as well, because you know what you get of a woman, she was sexy before, and now she's some fat hog blood.
Man's misses
a fat. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
I let herself go and that.
Yeah, because she's got too comfortable. And the same with men. Like, bro, man could have been a hench
stop
you before.
I stopped going to gym.
And then she's like, oh, babes, you still look hench. So in your mind, you're like, yeah, still look hench.
In it.
And then when you see real hench guys, you're like, bro, my man's hench.
It's true. That's fucked, you know, because you know, it's funny. If a woman is out of shape and not in good peak condition with her man, she won't feel the need to make any sort of changes because she's with him and it's been that way for a minute. But if she splits up with a man and it's time to go back on the market, she'll fucking go gym like it's her day to day.
I've called that because women know what to do to look attractive. So if you're not doing that to look attractive anymore, it means that you don't rate me. So that's why why some men step out on their women, because they're seeing the same old face every day. Women need to switch it up sometimes. You need to put a wig on and turn into fucking Kalisha blood.
Or outfit, or just a spicy night.
Or you need to be the sexy nurse.
Yeah.
You need to dye your hair. You need to put different makeup on, different perfume on.
No, you're right. Because I think there's a lot of women right now who are in relationships, yeah, that know that they're not good enough to be dating new men right now. But the man they're with are, but the man they're with are so comfortable, they haven't got to do things that they were doing in the beginning. But a lot of women who come out of relationships right now, to go on the market, they'll be like, boy, I've got to like start doing my hair, shave again. I've got to, like, I've got to get a pedicure, manicure, and lose about 3 stone just to go back on the market because it's that competitive.
3 stone?
Yeah.
Somebody's got 4 stone.
That's what I'm saying. But how a girl looks when she's put the work in, I think you, if she's seeing someone like you who's about shit, she'll know that she can't afford to slip. It's only when men allow them to think, as I say, because they're raw. 1 stone, 2 stone, 3 stone.
But how do you encourage a woman if she's put on weight to start looking good again?
But I think it will come from why she put on weight. If she's struggling with depression or a loss of a family member, you can uplift her, yeah? But I think a woman should be a reflection of you. So if she sees that you wake up early, you go running, you go gym, you eat right, it will naturally rub off on her.
No, it won't. I'm saying I've seen a lot of like, it can, but I feel like work comes from within, and it comes from the fact that when she knows that you've gone, she feels like now that I've got to step my game up. But why don't she have that same motivation when she's in the actual relationship? Because that's a good question.
Yeah, but again, because it's like, it's the comfortability. I have him, he loves me, I love him. Marriage or not, that's irrelevant, but we've invested in each other and it's beyond just looks. It's like a deeper level. We know each other and we have certain secrets and trust that within. But I feel like
Does it go beyond looks now?
100%.
So I'm not looking at her for her looks and her beauty. Mm-hmm.
Beyond.
Yeah.
Because like you love her just for her. Like the fact that she can like make you laugh or bring you peace or just make the home feel like it's a place you want to return to after a long day, innit? But attraction still comes from looking at a woman. So I feel like it's the same thing as a guy. If you was a...
Not really, because... Bro, like my cousin said to me when I was younger, bro, see when the lights go out, how will pum pum look the same? How will feel the same?
Yeah, but when the lights come on, you're thinking, well, go on, fam. It's, I think it's got to be... I think it's still got to go hand in hand because I think I like my woman. However I meet my woman, that's how I want it to be. After year one, year two, year three,
you can't say because she's having utes and that.
No, that's cool. But I mean, for me, yeah, I think with some women, you got to put the fear in them, yeah. So if a woman looks at you and think, no matter what happens, yeah, this guy is in the gym 5 days a week around other fit women and people.
But women don't even think like that. They're so unaware that you're in the gym around these flipping hotties, and these hotties are looking at you and thinking. Tense. Brother, like, not even like they're looking at your face because all the other guys were washed. She's probably thinking you're her type and you're looking buff and swole. Yeah. All you need to do, go up to her and say, Wagwan, and it's done. You've got the sexy thing with a big back.
Do you know what?
That's fit.
No, you're right.
So now you're looking at your missus thinking,
that's what I'm saying.
Now you're going to start critiquing her a little bit more.
See, but that's how I know you know game, yeah? Women are actually naive. Women need to be really fearful of niggas like me, yeah? Or just men in general who go gym actively because there are bad bees, yeah, who are in there regularly, who you end up bonding with because you see them all the time and they look 10 times better than your missus. And if your missus has got the mentality, fuck going gym, I can't be arsed, she knows that the competition she's up against is so above
but
her.
But does she even realise that there's competition because she's not even looking on them gym pages?
No, she won't.
Is some crazy girls in the gym, bro.
I mean, abs, everything.
Bro.
Yeah, bad bees.
White, black, Indian, yeah. Bro, all kinds all of 10. Nations.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, but women
going hard, bro. I'm talking about some different type of body shape, bro.
Yeah.
Like you're like, bro, like is she been training or is she be on?
Fam, the sexiest girls I've ever seen are the ones who go to gym regularly. The sexiest, and because that like they come in those like night shorts and the their body is and when they start sweating, fam, come like a fucking commercial, cousin. like man just starts hearing music in the background. But some girls kind of know it's a threat. Because if a girl says to you, why do you always get your hair cut on the weekend? Or like, why do you always go to gym? She kind of knows, because when you do get your hair cut and you are looking good, other women must be thinking he looks good too. And that's the kind of fear of another woman might take my man away from me.
So I got to set my game up.
Yeah. Trust me, man. Like, life is very competitive. Jobs, people, just...
Do you think some women give up though in relationships? Like they just give up, like in their relationship, they're like, "Yeah, I've got him now," because she's got you kind of mentally. Because you know, some women they might not be that part, but they got other ways that they're an asset to you. So she's, you know, that she will listen to you. She'll run.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's got different ways beyond of how. Looks. Yeah, yeah, beyond looks, and for me that's long lasting, because any woman can have a bunda. Mm. Like if I go to the gym and I speak to every girl in the gym, but they might be just like stuck up holes, isn't it? Like, all right, me, I was having this conversation with someone, yeah, that light-skinned girls are the nastiest girls. Raggo, I said
nah,
it.
Nah, I don't think they are.
Nah, they're the nastiest, fam. Mixed race things are mad, fam.
Nah.
Bro, all right, cool.
Double back on your memory. Maybe I haven't had enough.
Yeah, you haven't. So because I'm telling you, the first ever girl I found out that girls were hoes was a mixed race thing. I mean, I didn't even know girls could be, I thought girls could only sleep with one man at a time. No. She was the first girl in my whole life to let me know that I can bang four men in one room, normal.
Yeah, light skin. I think light skin girls, men generally have like an infatuation or like a just like an infatuation towards them. Yeah. So I think any normal sane person, when you're overwhelmed with attention, yeah, you probably will cave in sometimes. So imagine every day, yeah, a girl is like, I love dark skinned men with beards, yeah, that's you, right?
Mm.
And then, but they was infatuated, yeah, and every day you had four girls saying, I wanna smoke. You can't really pat them all up because you just can't. And if the advances are coming from women who are tens, I think it'd bring out the hole in you or make you a hole. But then again, women aren't really designed to slap that many men though. Like without catching.
No, but I give you the reason why I say this. Yeah, when I was in secondary school, light skin things used to be like the hot topic. Everybody wanted a lighty. Yeah, in South, I don't know. Maybe it's a different.
Yeah, no.
They were the girls that everybody looked at. Like yeah, green eyes, like little body, red tear breasts, like lighties. Mm-hmm. So because they got so much attention at that time in their life, they want that in the older years of their life. But baby girl, you're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the same girl, bro. And you know what kills me, bro? You know what kills me? These girls were trying to double back with the guys that they dissed. I'm that guy you tried to diss.
Same hair, fam.
I'm that fly guy that you tried to diss.
Same hair, fam.
I don't forget you, Rebecca. Innit? You think this is?
No,
her Rebecca facts. Tried diss me, bro.
Innit?
No, she banged the year 10 boy.
We'll be in there, fam.
And the year 10 boy said that she smells a wee.
Damn. Bro, that's dead.
You think now you can double back now in this part of my life where I'm up and say, because you don't look the same. You got wrinkles in your eyes. You don't look the same. Your body don't look the same. Like, you don't even sound the same.
Right,
your hair looks all raggedy. Your kids look all messed up. Your car looks all... Like, what's this Megane that you're driving? 2002 Megane?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you a hot girl summer, yeah?
For real.
You're done. You're finished.
Mm-hmm.
You can't chat to me again. All the things that... Like, weren't nice, I've blossomed. Like, you know them little small, like, white things that got backs now because they've been going gym and getting their bag right. Mm-hmm. They got a Louis bag. They got their Balenciaga things. They're looking good, fam. They got a good job and they're looking good.
Mm-hmm.
You are looking like a baby mother. You can never chat to me. Yeah. And that's the realest. And so I'm saying mixed race girls are the nastiest girls. And the reason why is because they get so much attention that later on in life, they want that same attention. So they'll do anything to try and get that light, that spotlight back on them. And even if it means I'm sleeping with four or five men to show that I've still got that power, that I can control men. But at that later stage of your life, black men or men that you're getting with are smart. We're clued up. We're not as dumb as we was when we was 16, 17. You can't spin a lie on me.
No.
I just want to smash you anyway.
Yeah.
Just to say you're part of my collection. It's not even nothing even special anymore. A lot of women don't know this. Yeah, some men will actually smash some things just to say I put you in my collection because you tried to diss me when I was younger
on the hit list. Payback, isn't it? Of course,
everybody... It's not even personal. I don't even like you.
No. But like, fuck you, now I'm up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like some men need that though, innit? Like, I think. Like, there can be a positive for a girl, like, calling you corny and brushing, man. There's a positive to that, fam. When man level out, the glow is crazy, fam.
Oh!
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh my God, we were at school together. I don't remember you.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Nicola. Nicola who?
But remember, you know, a lot of them, man, like, if I got looked, like me being looked over and I ain't this, I ain't that, and you know, almost that ugly duckling story where it just glowed up, right? A lot of them, man, who was the man back there ain't shit now, fam. A lot of them, man, who you looked up to and was killing the game, like, them man peaked early. Yeah.
Now
they're done. Yeah. And that's why I feel like everyone got their time, but I'd rather blossom later in life.
You think so?
100%. That's the best flex.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. That's the
think
real
about
flex.
It.
That's
blossom,
the real
blossom
flex.
In late, because like coming into yourself in your later years is when you're refined, isn't it? Like 2.0. Upgraded software, fam. You know, like that. And I feel like a lot of people are still running on Windows 7, fam.
But you don't think so? What you don't know? You ain't had enough lighties to know if that you've always been with the white things.
Nah, my youth black, fam.
Yeah, but I'm saying, cause bro.
More so now. Like certain man have been telling me about white girls for years, but man didn't really listen like that.
What do you mean, man? What do you mean, man? They've been telling you white girls for years. What do you mean by that?
Isn't that they're just the truth, innit? Like they're just the way forward. And I'm thinking, like, I know a man who gave up on black girls who 20, 30 years ago, but I was a young G. Like, man didn't, my weren't put on getting like that because I didn't know. But as I grew through life and just aged through the years with experience, yeah, it's like, just overall, I just enjoy being around them. And you know what's weird, yeah? I deep this, yeah? I think we said it before, but I'll say it again, yeah. Why is it whenever I see a black woman with a white man, it looks so forced, fam? Like she don't really want to be there, but she is because he might be getting her credit up, or like he's got a nice bag.
I said getting her credit.
Or he's got a nice bag. But if you see a black man with a white girl, he really's into her. Like he genuinely likes her. Like he's not doing it to get you angry at him. Like he's fucking with her.
But I'm saying I've seen more black girls with decent white guys than black guys
I ain't seen that at all. You know what a white man said to me?
Black guys usually get the reject white girls that we don't want.
That no one wants. But they're usually the overweight lawyers, fam. I'm saying nowadays, I've seen black men with really pretty white women, fam. So men are leveling up. Men don't restrict.
But do you think white women are the, so would you say, because you know Kanye West said in the song, "And when I get rich, I leave your ass for a white girl." So a lot of black girls think that when you level up in life, you're going to leave them for a white thing.
Fam, I left them years ago, so I can't be sure.
Oh, bloody hell, man.
No, but I'm saying it's not. But I feel like every man, because I feel like black men feel like they owe black women loyalty. Yeah.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. Let's open this conversation. Let's open this conversation.
Like, I think that's a bit different because I feel like black men naturally love their black women, yeah? But after years of degrading and feeling like black women don't love and respect us the same way that we do them, yeah? You build that resentment and envy. So the hate isn't, we hate how they look or how they sort of appear to us.
It's our treatment.
It's the treatment. Because I know for a fact, yeah, that if you see a black woman around any other race, she almost treats them godly, yeah? But it's like, black women always drag black men, yeah? And when you see black men doing it to them, it's usually a response to what they've done to us, as opposed to a black man just going out his way to just dog them for no reason. Because I've never, the word black women are ugly, I've never left my mouth. Do you understand what I'm saying? But so I feel like black men have always tried to respond to...
Black women are not ugly.
It's, no, I'm saying it's never left my mouth. But I'm saying me, but I don't feel like, not a black man, I don't feel men in general, yeah, would restrict themselves of women based on race. So imagine me and you said right now, we only slept with black women. I'd be missing out on amazing women. Puerto Rican, Dominican, Polish, Sweden, like...
Man said Polish.
Bengali. No, I can't imagine sleeping
with one... Man said Bengali.
No, do you know what? Yeah, I can't imagine sleeping with one race. That is mad to me. That's mad to me as a guy. Saying...
The world is our oyster. The world is our oyster.
Yeah.
And...
One.
I don't believe that any human being should restrict himself with anything.
I'm not dude, though.
Yeah, like, you don't... I would never say, oh, black's my only type because you know what I've realised with a lot of these fake black guys that come out and say they love black women is only because Black Lives Matter happened and all these black guys want to claim their blackness back. I've never been insecure about being black, bro, because I am black. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So if I'm with someone else, not because they're a different nationality or a different colour, it's because I feel you. You align with me.
You understand me.
I don't care what anyone says. And then I hear this message all the time. They say that men are incapable of love. There's a new woman on the internet, yeah? I don't know what her name is. There's some lesbian woman.
I saw her, yeah. Is it like she mixed or...
I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mixed? American
some wild woman.
Woman.
Yeah, some wild. Yeah, she's like, men are incapable of love.
Boy, okay.
And I said, that is the most... And this shows me that women are delusional and have, like, crazy thoughts. I'm telling you why I see it. Yeah, as a man who's been in love, yeah? My love is that I would die.
Yeah.
I don't think people actually understand what that means.
You would die right there.
Bro, I'll put my life on the line for the woman that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I would die for the women that I love. My daughter, my mother,
okay, of course.
My missus,
the aunties and your sisters, yeah.
My cousins, mm-hmm. Bro,
mm-hmm.
I would die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say like there was an intruder in the yard and he's got a knife and I ain't got nothing in my hand. Mm-hmm. Brother, you know I'm going to die right now, you know, right? Like, I'm going to die trying to get him down. I'm going to try and kill him, that's a given, but I'm willing to put that light. I'm not willing to say, oh shit, and then try and like,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
The worry's in you.
You see what I'm saying? Because... men's love is the most... Women can't even comprehend our love.
No.
They don't even understand our love.
No.
When we're actually going out there in the world and we're working money to provide for you because I want to see you be comfortable and smile.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a man will have sex with his woman, yeah? And want to have sex with other women, but he's having sex with you and he's breaking your back and he's doing it because he wants to satisfy you. He's not having to do with him anymore.
Him, yeah.
He wants to satisfy you. He wants you to feel good.
I co-sign that.
Like, he might be tired. He might be stressed. All kinds of things going on in his life, but he would want to do it because he loves you.
I co-sign
a man's love for a woman is deep, bro. That's why men's heartbreak is different to women's heartbreak.
I never recover.
Because women will love you under conditions and men will love you with no conditions. You could be working in a graveyard, bro.
Don't matter.
With no peas.
Don't matter.
And a man will pick you up and bring you to his house and bring you around his life and level you up.
Normal.
You'll never see a woman dating that's making 100K a year talk to a youth in McDonald's.
No.
She'll look at me and think, look at this bum ass guy jumping on the bus, ain't got no money.
Women only want men who earn the same, but ideally more. Wherever she's on, because it's
a woman never respects a man that she makes more money than. That's why women talk about, oh, you're hating on me because I'm making more money than you. Man wasn't even. I'm not even hating on you. I'm not hating you at all. But I dislike your attitude.
Yeah.
Look how you're trying to talk down to me.
Yeah, but women who make more money feel like they're the shot callers. Yeah, and they, any woman who is paying, earns more money and can pay more of the bills and sort of makes more decisions. Doesn't feel like she also owes you loyalty. So if a woman's on 100 grand a year and you're on 20, she'll feel like she can do what the man does and cheat and play around because she's funding the lifestyle and what we're doing. So she'll start running a point as a woman like you was the man. And I feel like that dynamic of it kind of makes sense because it's like, only then a woman understands, I'm not going to pay the bills and be faithful to you. It can't be both. It's got to be one or the other. Do you get it? But I'm saying that's how men kind of have the mindset of like, now I make so much money, I've got so much options. It's like, I can't be paying for everything and give you all my love because it's just like, you're getting too much for nothing. Like in return, there's no real return on the investment for what you can do for her to what she's doing for you because any average woman can cook and clean. So it's like, what is she really giving you back, innit? And I feel like that dynamic is kind of real though. Think about it, yeah? You're on 200K a year. You provide, give her a lifestyle, an allowance, pay for everything, her holidays, take care of all her people, yeah? And you're faithful. It will seem like you're doing too much just to have a basic functioning relationship, especially when she still might even cheat on you anyway because you're never around or like maybe you just got, you know, like she got other needs or because there's no guarantee money will make a woman stay, is what I'm saying.
No, money could never make a woman stay.
That's what I'm saying.
And the most naive thing that majority of us men think is that if I make money, I'm going to make her stay. A woman's needs is that you tend to her emotionally. Mm-hmm. She always wants you to pay attention to that emotional, whether that is being in the sense of removing yourself or replacing yourself, meaning that she wants to know that your mindset is stuck on her, but stuck on yourself at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, women sometimes will say to a man, like, I want to spend all this time with you. And the man will take his life out, start spending time, and she'll start finding him unattractive.
Yeah.
You know why? You made me take you off your path. That means any woman can take you off your path.
It's true.
That's how women think.
No, it's true, it's deep.
Women think 10 times deeper. No, they think 10 times deeper.
That's quite scary because men don't know that.
So you just generally want to love her more.
Thinking, you know what? You know what? I'll take a week off work to see you. She's like, no, but weirdly enough, because like men think if I say no, it's fucked because she's like, you can't win. If I say no, she's going to moan and say, I'm always working.
No, it's better that she says you're always working.
Yeah.
Then she says
you're always around.
That you're boring.
Yeah.
Because once a woman finds you boring, I'm being honest with you, bro. You're going to feel the difference. When you're trying to squeeze it inside her, when you're trying to lodge it inside her, it's all feeling tight. It's not wet and as lubricant as it used to be. Why? So another conversation. Yeah,
that's quite sad though.
Is your purpose to slap and go?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, but I can meet a woman who's had no kids and she's had amazing sex as well. So I've never really deeped it, but he might be onto something though. But I think that could be just more experience for him. But then I don't know, like it's mad. Like, listen, I'm sure there's women out there who's had 5 kids, but if you know, because after you know, because like vagina can stretch back.
Some
like,
gal got good pussy even though they got 5 kids.
I'm saying, no, but if they're not active, if it was like 1 kid, 2 years, 1 kid, 2 years, and then after the 5th kid, she had sex for 6 months, it would still feel good after
Now, some gal has got good pum-pum.
Yeah, regardless.
But not all gal, it doesn't have that for every gal.
No, you're right.
Because I've met gal that had no use, and their pum-pum been disgusting.
You know what I think?
Absolutely horrible.
I think bad pum-pum. Yeah, there is
dry, the dry thing, you know the dry pum-pum? When it's like sandpaper when you're trying to go in.
But that's only happened to me when like man's like
sandpaper pum pum. So no, you try to come to lubricate it, but sandpaper pum pum will always be dry. And I think if she's got sandpaper pum pum, it's because she's not turned on by you.
Yeah, she's not.
But she'll still let you beat.
Yeah, but just get lube, innit?
Lube, bruv. If she's meant to be producing natural lube.
No, I'm saying. But sometimes but you can be having sex with a girl and she gets dried out because my man's been just slapping for a time, innit?
No, but then you're meant to come, lubricate again, leave the cum inside of her and then go again.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You don't know about nasty boy thing.
Yeah, but I'll just spit on it. That's easy.
Spit, but maybe my saliva's gone, bro. I ain't got no spit left.
Drink some water, girl.
Bro, I ain't been drinking no water today, bro. I'm dehydrated. I ain't got no spit, bro. She said spit in her mouth and I couldn't even spit nothing coming out.
Yeah, but if she's a real one, she'll grab her hand, lick her fingers and rub her pussy fam. Girls who do that are the real niggas. Like, girls who do that know what time it is, fam. Yeah? Yeah? Fam, that is a fact.
Hey, you're a dirty...
No.
You're a dirty... Bro. You're a dirty bro. Guy.
Any girl...
You're a dirty
any
guy.
Any girl that goes dry and then licks her hand and then like...
What?
And then like, strokes her pussy for man to slide back in, she knows what... That's a good girl. That's a very good girl.
No, but I'm saying... Where's where, but why is it dry at that time though, bro? No, she's not feeling you.
No. I'm saying she was wet initially, and you've been having sex for like 30 minutes, and she came in, and you've maybe stopped and then gone again, like the second round. Of course, you're gonna get dry eventually. It has to, isn't it?
So, a question to you: how does a man stop pre-ejaculation? So you know when a man comes too fast, because a lot of men,
you know,
like is there any tricks that you have? I can tell you something right now for all men out there, if you really want game, yeah, you've got to look at the woman. This is how you do it. You have to say you're not attracted to her.
Does that work though?
It does. It's a psychological thing. Because if you're not attracted to somebody, you're going to slap it out because you're not going to get that feeling. And anytime that tingle happens, switch positions. A lot of men let the tingle happen and then they keep going. You have to stop at that tingle and then switch it.
That's experience. Yeah,
but after 4 or 5 times of the tingle, it goes. And then now you're just on smoke mode.
Yeah, but even fam, even porn stars still get the tingle. It doesn't really, it's like it doesn't, like.
Now the tingle's normal.
Yeah,
you're human, isn't it?
Yeah. But, I don't know, like, I think I'm a sexual guy, yeah, so more time, I think because I want to enjoy it, I don't come quick. Does that make sense? Because I want to enjoy. So if I find a woman sexy.
No, but I'm saying, but you can't stop if your body's in a certain movement. You can't stop yourself from going off.
No, but I'll just stop. I'll physically just stop.
Oh, you'll stop at that moment?
Yeah.
And what it should be like, keep going.
No, I'll be like, maybe just change position or roll over. Oh, no, but when I mean stop, I mean like for 5 seconds, not 20 minutes.
Nah, you're stopping the whole thing.
No, I don't. Honestly, like, to be fair, I'll say on average, yeah. On average, I think man sex for like 20 minutes. On average, but intense 20.
What do you mean?
I said on average, I think I'll slap for 20 minutes.
20?
Yeah.
That's not a lot.
It is. Trust me, it is.
You think 20 minutes is a lot?
It is. Okay, maybe 20, like 20 to 40. That is a lot. If I'm deeper though, yeah? Is it the thing I wanted to like get at you with, yeah?
Go on.
Being completely panicked. Remember what I was saying to you before? Is it the thing that... Mm? I think you spoke about this before, yeah? Telling me about married women and that, yeah, no, yeah. I saw this post, fam. I thought, yeah, what's when I bring it to my guy? Yeah? So imagine this, yeah. So, but she put her name as anonymous because she wanted to be bait, innit?
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm not making this up. I'll show you that. Like, I'm not making it up on that. It's really there, yeah. Facebook thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Fam, it goes down. I didn't know it goes down on Facebook. You
Facebook
know?
Is no, mad.
No, I didn't know the groups. I didn't know, but yeah, it goes down. Yeah. So she goes. I recently posted about having to break up with my boyfriend because my husband has been acting right, matching his words and his actions, yeah? The problem now is the boyfriend said he ain't going nowhere, yeah? Yeah? And he will make my life hell if he doesn't hear from me in the next 48 to 72 hours, yeah? She goes, what the hell can I do? I've always told the boyfriend I would never leave my husband and it was just a fun time and he understood that. But now this man is calling my phone without permission. He never did that before. He's like coming to my house. He's even threatening to hurt my husband, saying fam, he's lost it. Fam, he's even threatening to hurt my husband, yeah? He says, I'll kill him if that's what it takes to be a mutant kid. Why fam, he's lost it, cuz. Fam, he's lost it. Fam, he's lost it. fam, he's lost it. You know, and the worst thing is, she goes, I'm not going to lie, I'm scared. I've got 2 kids, yeah? She goes, my husband earns a good job. This guy works in a supermarket part-time, so he couldn't even support me. I'm like, nah, fam. There's so many holes in that story, fam. And it's like 500 comments. Everyone was just getting onto her, fam. Like, just going nuts. And when I saw it, I was like...
Wait. Number one. What did she say? My boyfriend and my husband. So she's got a side nigga and a husband.
Yeah, so she's just...
I want to know, how do women, like, handle 2 penises in one hole?
No, but fam, but deep the very first part of this paragraph, yeah? She goes, I recently had to break up with my boyfriend, aka side guy, because my husband started acting right. He wasn't before, but he started matching his words and his actions. So he went off the grid. She started fucking a new nigga, yeah? She told him, this is just for a moment. Her husband got back in the game, but this guy's like, I ain't going nowhere. This guy was like, I'm not going anywhere. And he says, I'm going to make your life hell. You got 72 hours to reply to me.
I can't make this shit up, man.
Because she tries to air me. She goes, what the hell can I do? I've always told my boyfriend I'd never leave my husband, and it was understood. Now he's calling my phone, turning up to my house, and even threatening to kill my husband, saying...
This story is wild.
Fam, I'm not lying. Fam, if you read it, I wouldn't make it up, bro.
Send this to me. Send this to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, fam. And the worst thing is, yeah, bad comment. Bad people are like, getting out of, like... To be fair, most of the comments are just laughing and getting out of, but it's like... But going back to what you said before about a scary dipping man's girl, yeah? But this is the opposite. This is like...
No, but it's still the same thing, though.
Yeah, it's
because
the same
now
thing.
He fell in love with her.
It's the same thing, but I'm saying you very rarely hear the woman have problems getting rid of the side guy as opposed... Yeah, like you rarely hear a woman saying, oh, I can't get rid of a guy because more time the guy plays his position. Like, guys don't really fuck up the spot. Do you know what I mean? But... The red flag for me is she said the husband's been acting right. So that means every time they have an argument, she's slapping someone else. But her infidelity, yeah, fucking this side guy, she was like, listen, it's going to be this. And he goes, yeah, that's cool. But the pom-pom must have been crazy, yeah? Because my man threatening to lick down her husband and say, oh, I would have been the number one guy, yeah? But my man can't fund the lifestyle fund. My guy works in the supermarket. My man can't fund her. She goes, the husband started acting right. So that means when he got back on his A game, like he might have lost his job or whatever, we don't know. She goes, right, you need to go now because he's back in the picture. He's like, I ain't going nowhere. She goes, man said you got 72 hours. If you don't reply to me, I'm going to blow up the spot. I was like, damn, fam, I've never heard a situation. I've never heard a situation before.
But
I've never heard that.
But men are becoming more effeminate. So
do you think?
It would be something like that. That's something that women will do to us. But the thing is, yeah, I want to know, yeah, how did she end up in a situation of being a married woman and having a side nigga that works in a supermarket that hasn't really got a lot going on?
No, but what he was doing was irrelevant. I'm saying, say, her husband wasn't acting right. It might have been 2-3 months of just arguing and she couldn't stand him. So any guy would do it at that point.
No, but I'm saying...
Because it weren't long term.
No, but I'm saying, instead of getting counselling and doing the right things,
oh, okay, right.
She opened up her vagina. That's something sacred. So obviously, okay, yeah. When he's dipping inside, she's probably like, I haven't fucked my husband for a whole week.
That's what I'm saying.
So my man's thinking, I'm getting the best pom-pom.
Right.
So in his mind, he's thinking, bro, like, she's all like, I argued with him today and I'm here with you. So he's thinking, bro, this is my
I'm
woman.
The guy, I'm the yeah. guy.
So eventually, he's thinking like, he's growing an attachment to her. And this is why it's scary to make hoes or make side people grow attachments to you. See, if she would have slapped and go, it wouldn't happen like that.
But imagine her husband was acting a fool for months and she was slapping this guy for months because it hasn't, like, she ain't put that much in.
Affairs last for years.
But
affairs last for years. Remember that.
Yeah, but you know what? It must have been going on for a while because there's no way he would go, there's no way a guy would say, you got 72 hours to reply because, like, she tried to ignore him. He's like, no, if you don't, I'm going to turn up to your yard, yeah? So it's even
crazy.
He calling me, out of hours, he's coming to my area. He knows where the town I live in. She goes, he's even threatening to hurt my husband if he doesn't hear or see from me in the next few days. So man's gonna come to the yard, bag out the husband, yeah? The husband doesn't even know who he is. Imagine being in your yard with your wife and the man's coming to bang you in the face. You don't know what's going on, fam. Come to find out your wife's been slapping him. And he's
I swear that
you understand?
No, but I think the man's a pussy off even like if he does that because he's a married man. He doesn't. It's like I'm none the wiser. Like you hitting me, I'm none the wiser what you're doing, my missus.
No, but him hitting me is punishment to her. Him bagging me is punishment to
he's
her.
He's a narcissist.
Who?
The guy. That guy who's doing that. He's a narcissist.
Yeah, but he's blackmailing her.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's a narcissist.
Yeah, but she cheated. So, but that. Yeah, but
she deserves what's happening. She deserves.
No?
But I don't deserve to get banged in my face.
Yeah, no.
I've loved my wife, bro. All right, we've had a bad time, but I didn't think you were going to go out there and sex fucking Ricky.
Yeah, but I think you're saying before, you can never bank on what that side person might do to you. Like, even a side chick, the moment you say, you know what, okay, my wife back now, she might be like, no, I'm going to come. Yeah, like, it works both ways, isn't it?
That's why you don't give them too much D. And learn how to, and a lot of men don't know this, yeah? And Red Talks will always say the most toxic shit on this platform. Sometimes, if you really want a girl to break up with you, just give her the dead dick.
Mm.
Give her the 30 seconds and come, and then go sleep on her for like a week or two.
Cold shoulder and that, innit?
And then eventually that girl's going to just get up and want to leave. You're not even sexing me right. You're not sexing me like you used to. But if you're sexing the shit out of her brains, bro, blowing her back off, doing all kinds of spinny, lifting her up in the air, in all that, she ain't gonna want to leave. You're breaking, you're doing a madness to her.
Do you know what? I think, see, even though you call me a freak here, I think one of the main...
Don't, no, eating pussy is not going to make a girl leave you, bro.
No, not that. I was going to say, if you're sexually performing in the bedroom, yeah, it just makes it really hard for a girl to leave you. Even if everything else is whack, if she's thinking this guy's going to blow my back out tonight, that can hold him, not forever, but a good enough time, like maybe, so let's say a girl wants to leave you today.
But you know what I say that it does and it doesn't, yeah? It's because, bro, your girl could cheat on you with another nigga, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I'm telling you, bro, if I'm fucking your girl,
mm-hmm.
bro, I'm taking every horse pill in the flipping world.
Her soul's
done. I am going in there, brother. You know, it's like my mind tells my penis that you can't lose.
Mm.
Violate. I am violating your girl, bro.
Spitting her mouth to do mad stuff to her and send her back, like thinking, like, who was that guy? I need him in my life now. And the husband or the guy got no idea that, But then, okay, but yeah, so... But, so
that scenario
so
is crazy.
Wait. But that was a scenario, yeah? But it ends with her saying, not going to lie, I'm scared. Help, what do I do? So, like, help her, fam.
You can't help her.
Not going to lie, I'm scared. What do I do?
You can't help her.
What do you mean you can't help her?
She's done,
bro. I'm saying, but if you had to... She put, what the hell can I do now? So I'm saying, has she got a way out? Because some people say, like, there's always a possible way to get out. Yeah? So we're bringing it to Red Talks to say, I'm not gonna lie, I'm scared. What the hell can I do? Is there any hope for her in that situation, fam?
Never.
But what can she do? Like, it's all gone tits up, yeah. But so even if she can't do nothing, what can she do in terms of, like, does she confess? Does she keep fucking him? Do you know what I mean? What actually can she do?
The truth is, she has to come out clean.
And to the husband.
The reason being is because he's a threat, and because he's blackmailing, she needs to go to the husband before he catches. Because if he does kill the husband, like, because he could cut the brakes to his car. There's all kinds of shit he could do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He could be standing outside the kid's school. You know what I'm saying?
Like, bad things.
Bro, you have to protect your family, innit?
Mm.
So at that point, because you're vulnerable, you've got to, it's like if there's a woman that's saying she's going to kill my missus. Bro, I've got to go to her and say, babes, listen, there's a crazy, as if she leaves me at that moment, leave me, but let me protect you at that moment. Does it make sense? Because at least I can, as a man, I might be able to, because maybe if he's talking about kids and brought me up and killed me, like you, number one, you fucked my missus, but now you talk about hurting me. Mm. Bro, I'm a prick, bro.
But then, do you think that she can go tell police? She could, didn't
it? But she has to confess to her husband first and foremost.
But he might not even,
That she, the first point in court is that she needs to confess to the husband. And the reason being is because sometimes when you come clean about things, it has less of an impact than getting found out.
But then, let's say she confesses, and then he decides to call it quit. Fam, this is a bad scenario.
Then that's the consequences of actions. That's the consequence of actions.
But this is a bad scenario. Imagine if he finds out, calls it quits, yeah? Finds out who's Donnie is and links up with bro and then ruins her. You know what I mean? So teams up with him.
I don't think, men don't really do that.
No, they don't. No,
men don't really do that.
No, don't do that.
Because we feel embarrassed to even talk to the man that
link
was,
up with bro,
that was putting happened. His penis in my missus' mouth. You know, you look down at his, you're going to look at him and just think, right, he had his penis in my missus' mouth. And he was slapping her in the face and coming in her eye.
Fair, but Joe's buddy said,
I know, like, some men are actually twisted, yeah? They'll be like, I never forget when a youth said to another youth, yeah, oh, did she suck your dick? Bro, if your girl's cheating, why would you want to envision her giving head to another man?
Because, for me, I would just assume it happened.
What do you mean?
Like, I would assume that they've done everything sexually possible that they could have done, like, if she cheated, rather than think, oh, they might not have done that. I would just assume she'd done everything, because it'd be easier to accept that she'd just done everything. But then even in that situation, yeah, fam, imagine you're in bed now, yeah, and you hear a stone at the window, yeah? Man's like, Charisse, come down there. Fam, you jump up in your box in the yard, yeah? Think, who the fuck's outside, Charisse? Yeah, You're seeing Donnie you don't know, yeah, waving the Sheffers. You turn to your missus, like, who the fuck's downstairs with, like, a Sheffers? And then she tells you in that heat of the moment, yeah, you're not, I'm not going to lie, that's the guy I'm sleeping with. Are you going to run downstairs and try and fight him?
Number one.
The guy who goes, I'm going to kill you. Like, so he's come to your
yard. No, I'm saying.
Shouting her name.
No, but I'm saying, what's going on? No, but look, to how I look at it is, forget her. You are mad for even pulling up here.
Okay.
You dickhead. Like, I'm a bad boy. Fuck this bitch. I don't give a fuck about her.
But if you get chefed.
Bro, you can't be in my yard with no knife. Talk about.
No, outside. No, he's outside saying, Sharice. No, but he sat on your missus' name. So you're asleep now. He don't know you're there. Like, he don't
know
you're
but
there.
you still don't rate me because you know I'm in that yard. So you must think I'm a pussy, yo. Yeah, so I'm going to load up my AK-47 or whatever gun I got in my yard. And I'm going out and I'm slapping. Fuck her. I might even slap her as well. At that moment of rage, I might just slap him down and then slap her. Like, don't come. Look, listen, bro. Mm. There's two things you never do is never go to a man's house, bro, where his children. His children, because he might come outside. Forget protecting her. Mm. My kids are in this yard, bro. Mm. I need to kill you, bro.
But yeah, but
so more fool to the guy that pulls up.
No, he's a fool. But my guy come to the yard saying, "I told you, don't ignore me." So he shouted her name, you know, not yours.
No problem. But what are you doing in that situation? He's at your house, you know.
Fam, if my guy's I'm saying, so imagine it's late night, yeah. You don't know he's coming, and you don't know who he is. Man's outside saying, "Come outside to your missus." He's outside with a shepherd saying, "I told you I'm gonna kill him." Yeah,
cool.
But you really got to process. It's too quick to know what's going on. You can't think what, because you don't know who he is.
I don't give a fuck.
No, I'm saying
I'm protecting life, bro.
But for me, yeah, my first thought isn't to go and chef him. I'm thinking, I haven't got any ops, yeah? I'm thinking, I haven't got any ops.
It's too late.
It's too late. No, it's not too late.
It's, bro, no, I'm thinking about survival now. Are you going to die now?
No.
Are you going to pause? Yeah!
I'm not going to die. I'm saying, in that moment, yeah, I'm thinking, I haven't got any ops, and I don't know who he is, yeah? Secondly, he shouted her name. So I'm going to say, who is that to her? That's my first thought, who is that to her? She's going to have, if she's like, I don't know, I'm like, why are you lying? Obviously, I'm not gonna run out of yard in the box and work a chef as like I start dancing, man, when I don't know what I'm beefing for. If at that point I'm like, brother, who the fuck are you? He'll start telling me who he is, innit? If I come out the window, like, who are you?
What the fuck?
Fam, if I went to the window and I was like, who the fuck are you? He's like, should we tell him who I am? It changes now. So if she ends up saying, babe, I'm not gonna lie, I've been having an affair, I'm not going outside. I'm like, have her. I might even dash her out the window, fam. I'm not going outside to fight him at all. I'm like, brother, I don't know you from nowhere, but I'm not dying over a gal. If you and her been doing the thing, I'm getting the phone to police. I'm calling the police first time. I'm calling the police. Fam, it's the middle of the night. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything. I don't know why he shouted a name, or who it is. I'm calling the feds. Officer, help me, please. Officer, I don't know what's happening. There's a man outside waving the machete. Yeah, I'm calling the police. Fam, the old Bill. Yeah, the old Bill come to my yard. 999, speed, I'm quick. What's your emergency? Can I do police? There's a man outside waving the machete, calling my wife's name. I'm not doing no action. I'm not fighting because I'm coming away safe. Because try and know this. If I end up getting in a madness with him, if he gets poked, I'm doing life. If he pokes me, he's doing life, and one of us is going to die. She gets away free from everything. She ends up packing up with the kids and finding the next man. We both take L's. I'm not going to fight him, fam. But my first thought is police. Help me, officer.
I understand.
She gets away free.
No, but you know what?
New man, new kids.
You've got a good point.
Come on, man.
You've got a good point. You've got a very, very valid and very good point. And I'm not going to sit here and say you don't. And I respect and I love that you're a mature man where you look at things from a subjective way. Yeah. But my thing to you now is this. Yes, I understand that it's not your fault. And yes, I understand that you shouldn't be in this situation or risking your life or freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But he's violated you the moment that he thought that you're in the house and I'm still going to keep up a fuckery.
100%.
So now, how my mind views it is that, number one, you violated me by fucking my missus. But cool, these bitches are for everybody, yeah? No problem. I wouldn't go out. So if I found out my missus was cheating, I wouldn't want to go out there and go and kill a man for a woman that I think that you're not even worth it anyway. Number two, you pulled up to where my children lay their head. So forget her for a second. You know my children are in this
house. Okay, I'm with you. Okay, I'm with
you. So now you've kind of pushed it to another level. I've got to prove and show to you that this was the worst mistake that you could have ever made in your life.
Oh, no.
Now, maybe that might be in whatever situation. Both situations are right. Don't ever get it twisted. Because if your pride as a man made you go outside to do something to a man because he's come to your house, you're protecting your family. Okay. Regardless, this is still my wife at this moment. Even though she's banged you, I don't know the full ins and outs, but I do know you're outside my house waving a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got to protect.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. So, because maybe, YC,
maybe
he kissed her and it wasn't even that deep. And now, I'm just saying, and now
right.
he's out here, got your, now he's out here like bullying your missus.
Yeah, but that's still what
Now I'm saying, but now it's not that deep. And now he's been bullying her for months, this little blackmail. He's been blackmailing her. And you don't even know. And now the story's actually come out. So what do you do now? Not protect your wife that you've been with for 6 or 10 years? Because now he's calling about he's going to do whatever to her and you.
Yeah, but she would have to confess because remember, you know.
But at that moment, right there, he's outside, though.
No, but I'm saying at that moment, I think he would say, tell him what we've been doing, tell him who I am. He would have to be with
him. Not really, because if he's come there on some irrational thing, he's not really rational.
No, but remember, he already said he's threatening to hurt my husband. Because he said, you got 3 days to reply to me. So she aired him, made him, now he's dead because she didn't give him, you understand? So he said, I'm only going to hurt your husband if you ignore me. So it's still her fault, either way. She's got an madness like that. Like I said, but yeah, I'll send you after, bro. When I saw that, I was just laughing all day. I couldn't believe that was real, fam. But it goes back to what you're saying. You got to be careful slapping man's wife and... Or women have got to be careful fucking having side dudes, innit? Because when it's time to call quits, they don't know what quits is, you know, fam? Like, and she might have good pum-pum. She might have had wild pum-pum, fam. She might have had, I haven't had sex with my husband for months type pum-pum.
But I don't care how good a girl's pussy is. If I know you got a husband, I'm going to think you're trifling. I'm not going to want to keep you personally. So I feel like he's a narcissist.
If she's a 10-10, she's a bad bee.
It doesn't matter because... In your mind, you're a narcissist. Mm. You know that this woman is in a committed relationship and she's giving a man bun. Mm. How can I take you serious as a man?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but man died for Nash. We know that.
But you're a fool for even putting yourself in. So even that man himself, he's the biggest fool to put himself in a situation like that. How you fall in love with someone else's girl?
Yeah, but what if they were slapping for a good 3-4... Because my husband wasn't acting right. So
it doesn't matter. You know that she's got a... Bro, you know that there's a guy that could be digging her out every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing you can say.
Mm-hmm.
That's emasculating in itself. You're glad with your woman getting spat on and violated by another man. And you're just picking up the pieces when she feels bored or she feels hurt. You're a loser. You should have some boundaries where you're finding a woman that actually likes you.
Not for real.
And that you can start something with. You're never going home to her. You're only slapping when you're out. What kind of relationship is that as a man? She's not really doing a lot for you because there's only so much she could do. She has to do everything for the husband and family and kids.
Yeah, but she might have spun it. She might have met him online and put, I'm single looking for this relationship, then told him after a few meets, by the way, I'm actually...
Yeah, but that's the...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, then Carl Thomas, I wish I never met her.
Yeah.
Straight. I'm not playing them games.
But the worst scenario that can happen, he goes jail, you dead, and she gets away free.
100%.
A lie? And I know that's happened before. It must have happened somewhere in the world where two men fight over a woman. They're both dead up a one gun jail, and she moves on with the next guy and takes the kids with them.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So that's still, even though you're protecting, you're still dying for Nash kind of thing.
You know what I mean? But I'd rather die for a woman that I think's mine than a woman that's just for the streets. Like, because even though she's for the streets for doing that, she's still my wife. You have to still remember these titles, you know. Like, you married her, you know the family, it's a deeper thing, you know the dad, you took her from someone, like, you took my daughter from me. Like, you can't just leave her unprotected because she was being a hoe once. Like, brother, have you ever been a hoe before? You know, I'll ask the questions like that. So, I don't know, man, it's a hard situation, it's a mad situation to be in. I'm just saying, protect your family as a man.
Yeah. No, but, like, it didn't threaten to harm the kids, he said you.
Yeah, but...
Because...
If he harms her, he's harming my kids.
No, of course, but I'm saying, but she goes...
If he kills her... while the children are there. We're not traumatizing my children.
No, no, no. He's coming to kill you. Like, she's fine. Remember, he goes, I'll.
But what, my kids are going to watch their mum get killed?
No.
Like, what do you do?
No, you.
I know, but I'm saying.
You.
Yeah, right, cool. They were coming for me, yeah? But she's going to jump in the middle and my children are there.
Well, okay, maybe, but okay, yeah, okay, maybe that too. But I'm saying, remember,
don't kill my son.
Yeah, but remember, remember the key words. Yeah, it goes, I want to be with you. Yeah, so I'll come and kill him if that's what it takes to be with you. So he's not gonna harm no one because he wants her. He's not gonna kill her. The kids, he wants her.
But I'm being
you're
real.
You're in the way.
No, but I'm being real. Yeah, he's only saying that.
What do you mean?
He doesn't really mean that.
What, to kill you? Maybe not. Yeah, okay. What's the calling her bluff kind of thing?
Yeah.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. Maybe too. Maybe calling
her
bluff.
He's just saying that because he's a narcissist. He's moving like a narcissist, bro. Like trying to control a woman that clearly is not him and doesn't want him anymore.
Yeah, but he's got dirt on her to move like
doesn't
that.
Doesn't matter. You shouldn't be trying to blackmail women for pum pum. That's sneaky, bro. Might not respect that. It's like when a woman does it to me, bro, or does it to you. Like she got some mad picture of you in bed, curl up, and she's like, I'm going to release it on the internet.
Right.
If you don't come around, eat my niash now.
Yeah, but imagine he was slapping her for 5 months and generally fell for her. Like they were rapping and she was telling him what her husband wasn't doing.
But it's still someone else's woman.
No, but if she was pillow talking to him, he don't do this, don't do that. Yeah, but I'm the man now.
But then he's a pussy for even pillow talking. Only time I pillow talk is when I'm talking in my sleep.
Yeah. I don't know, that's techie, fam. I don't know.
Do you see where I'm going? So it, for me personally, that story is absolutely diabolically crazy. And any man that's in that situation,
you can't
talk to some elders, man, before you make any moves. Like on any side, you know what I'm saying?
I think he took it L the moment he tried to come lick down you. He took it L when he said that. Even if he's bluffing, because you're gonna kill a man for a woman who you knew was as if she's gonna divorce now. Unless you were talking crazy, like I'll leave him for you, I'll divorce him. Unless you're talking crazy,
but are you really listening to it as a man?
Yeah.
Stop. You're slapping out someone's gal, mm-hmm. and she's like, I'm gonna leave him for you. Are you taking her?
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't want it anyway. It's true. Yeah, but he must have really felt.
No, but I'd keep her there,
right?
Just as she had me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but every time you have sex with a girl, you might fall for her 1% more than last time. And she come around pillow talking, tell you about, oh, I hate him, he's never home. And you feel like, you know what, I'm stepping up now.
That's wild.
You know what I mean? So, boy, women and men got to be careful about having side bitches or side niggas, boy.
100%.
It never ends well, does it? Because someone always catches feelings.
100%.
And you know, I'll be like, boy, what can I do, you know? I was like, boy, like you better wrap it up, boy, and say. But then, one last spin, yeah? Like before we wrap it now, yeah? One last spin, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What if, in the midst of things, yeah, the husband was to find out, right? She goes outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one last spin. So you're in the yard with her, yeah? You say, mm-hmm. you tell her, go and deal with that, yeah? They start rapping, yeah? He says, no, I can't go like this. You're still inside. She says to you, babe, I'll go downstairs and deal with this, right? She goes outside, and he ends up chefing her. You call ambulance, whatever. She dies. He goes jail. And now you're a dad raising two kids. That's mad, isn't it? That
bro,
can go that way too.
I'm being real with you.
It can go that way too. She goes, babe, I'll go outside and deal with him. They're rapping. You're upstairs.
I could never.
He chefs her.
Let my woman go outside and talk to another man that she was fucking. She might be saying to
he's
him,
waving the chefers though. Say, come outside. She goes, I'll go.
No. You're going to let your woman go outside by herself?
No, but she obviously knows him.
I'm saying, are you going to let your woman go outside by herself?
She know, 100%.
With a man with a knife?
No, she said, come. No.
I'm saying, would you.
Obviously, you're going to kill her.
I'm saying, would you do that?
If I know she's been cheating, yes.
I would never do that, even if I know she's been cheating.
No, but she says, I'll go handle it.
I'm not going to do it.
No, she goes, I'll go handle it because he wants me.
You're not handling nothing.
But he's obviously not going to kill her. Obviously not.
For the fact that this man's at the house with a knife, you can't control your situation.
Okay.
Number one, your player game's shit.
Yeah.
So now we got to deal with more consequences. You know what I'm saying? So now man's got to be the top G and go out there and handle business. That's what man's got to go and do.
I'm risk getting chefed.
It's not risk. Stop saying risk, bro. It's risk on him. Because
no,
you've come to me. So I've got more advantage over you. You're less prepared.
Fam, if any
I can call 10 men to come right
okay,
now.
Okay, okay, mate. Okay, this is it. And
now you're in a bad situation.
Yeah, okay, another variant.
Are you pulling up for a man that's going to kill his baby mum or kill a girl that he's fucking? Would you pull up for a man like that?
Wait, would I pull up for you?
So if I'm in that situation where I'm fucking someone else's girl and I go into the house.
Oh, no, wait.
Thank you very much.
No, wait. Of course not.
Can you imagine that phone call, though? What would you say to me on that phone call?
I'll be like, fam, looks like you're on your own, because man's not stepping out for that man.
Oh, please, bro. I want to kill him now.
But however, if you call me saying a guy threatening me who's fucking my girl, then every man pulling up to her, like, fuck him over them.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Of course it would.
So you're going to dead outside my yard? If I call a man and say there's a man outside that's talking about killing my wife, I swear, without even telling them the full story, you're pulling up.
Everyone pulled up. So let's say everyone pulled up, yeah? He gets dealt with, like, not even dealt with, like neighbours, police, coming, but he gets dealt with one way or another, yeah? Mm. He gets removed from the scene, that's all done. What's the conversation you now have with your wife? Now.
That's a whole other thing.
That's
a sticky one still.
No, but so now it's the next morning, everyone's gone to bed and what the fuck?
Brother, it's a mad one.
No, but like...
Call him say on camera,
yeah,
it's
but
mad.
Yeah, but like, you are divorcing, right?
Divorcing? Bro. We can't even say what we're doing.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, we're gonna divorce.
It's done.
Yeah,
but that'd be a mad morning to wake up like, yo, like last
morning. You think I could sleep in that yard? I'm taking my kids to my mum's house, number one for protection.
Okay. And
there's no. You think I'm staying in the same house that I genuinely believe that you were slapping another nigga? I won't be able to sleep. Number one, I won't be able to sleep that night. The reason being is because I'll be so paranoid and my adrenaline will be pumping.
And like, there's not one situation that she could possibly convince you that to take her back in after that. No. Well, that guy, the video played earlier, he goes, if you just admitted it, I would have took you back. So there are men like that. There are men who will say, listen, if you keep it a band with me, maybe we can work it out. Some men really do. I wonder if it's because men don't. I know men love hard, but.
That's not loving hard. That's called being a waste.
Yeah, man. It's just waste, isn't it?
Because the moment she tells you that you find out she's been slapping, you're meant to be slapping as well.
Mm.
I'm meant to say, yeah, man, it's over, man. Have a nice day, man. And then go to the other thing's yard straight away and give the other thing the boom back.
The fire beat.
Oh, my God. That beat is revenge.
Hate fucking.
Shut up. Why did you go so hard tonight? You know, she's on the bed. She's like, what, why did you move like that? And you're like, shut up. You're mad at the world.
Yeah.
And that's your babes now.
Now like, everyone's got to pay for it kind of thing.
Yeah.
fam. I love how that one story like picked our brain, boy. Like, we're about to start deep and bare angles. Like, bro, bare thing. It can go so many ways.
Bro, it's wild.
It can go so many ways. So if people, like, we advise anyone, don't fuck a girl who's married. Yeah.
100%.
It's not worth it.
Stay away from married women.
Yeah.
And with stay away from married women, bro.
And women stay away from married men. Yeah, same thing.
Women won't, but men stay away from married women.
Wait, what do you mean women won't?
Because women don't mind being mistresses,
even if you got caked up. Like if you're just a regular nigga working in JD or something, I don't know.
Because if you know this, you know that women like being married men because married men treat them better than anything.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Because the time to escape reality of being a husband, a father, a provider, I can come and just be a dirty villain right. of you.
Yeah, but women are emotional and will definitely blow up your spot. Like when it's time to say I want
to. Some women will just walk away. High value women will just walk away. They act like you don't even exist. I feel like that's the worst thing a woman could do to you. Like just leave you. Like without no, like blowing up my spot means you still love me. Because you want to get me back.
No, the side chick blowing your spot up.
Yeah, but side chicks always try to blow up your spot.
I'm saying. So it's like, but it's never going to end. A woman's always going to be emotionally attached to you saying, if you don't, like, you know, a woman might pull up to your missus' work, say, you're right, and say, yeah, you understand?
It's a cold world.
You understand?
It's a cold world.
So I guess, and in the end, this is, don't go there. Just don't even step in that arena.
Yeah.
If you slap her once and you didn't know, that's fine. But the moment you find out, you got to get the fuck out of Dodge. 100%. You have to, man.
100%.
Man ain't dying for that, because.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So you listened to the whole episode. I know you liked it. You must have liked it if you're here right now. Well, if you really liked it and you want this content to stay on the Spotify or the Apple iTunes or whatever you're listening to it on, then make sure you subscribe right now to my A+ membership. Yeah? Get that right now. Bow!